This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What's the prompt here from this guy? He's like, show him your kicks. I was like, does he mean my sneakers? I couldn't figure it out. I was like, all right, I'll fucking kick some motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah.
No, that was a nice little improv.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been having fun.
So how competent are you guys? I mean, are you guys just intimidating here, but you're kind of bumbling, or are you guys like real badasses in this movie?
What do you think? This is the first time either of us have ever done.
Yeah, I think if
this extreme,
if 10 is like Chuck Norris and 1 is like, you know, Corky from Life Goes On, we're probably like about a 4.
Yeah, we're a little above Corky.
We're kind of wannabe. Yeah. We're definitely not like hardcore. We're putting our hardcore hats on for the first time.
Yeah. But it's a weird balance because your characters are comedically inept and yet competent enough to make a bomb that could kill someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we spend a lot of time in the garage. There's not a lot of face-to-face time with other people. I mean, it's like me and him just hanging out. So we've never really gotten to project our badassness. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And, you know, a lot of those Al-Qaeda guys, like, a lot of the bomb makers are the funniest guys in the terrorist group. They're you know.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Statistically. Yeah.
Too soon. They're always sad to see him go.
Yeah.
They're always putting whoopee cushions in the caves and shit.
Yeah.
And,
like, just doing just...
So with your characters, like, it seems like with that last scene where he's worried about you having the gun.
They need them right now. We'll get them again in a second. Thanks, guys.
That was the best interview.